episode of the Light Bulb Moment.
Welcome, I'm guys. Host,
also Nia.
It is I, the great ESP, the last mindbender.
The last mindbender?
The last mindbender.
You said mindbender? You can't even stick with the initial four. You went straight to mind.
Nah, I'm unique.
Nah, shit. That's a group of mindbenders. Fucking,
you know, that's problem. Fine. If you don't have haters, you ain't doing it right. So welcome to another episode of Light Bulb Moment. Are we in here?
Yeah, you're doing it right because I'm hating. This nigga like saying mindbending. Nah, for real. What was it? Spirit. Okay, we get out. Yep. Welcome to another episode of Light Bulb Moment podcast. Cheating ass niggas talking about. And you're a Gemini. You would be airbender just like me. Fuck you, mean?
I would be an airbender.
You would be an airbender.
You know, ESP has to do with perception. That's all in your mind. I was just making it make sense.
Well, I'm trying to be a spirit bender, so.
If you just trying to be a hater.
Yeah, I'm good at that. Ain't no trying. Hating is in my bloodstream. That dark side of the yang, that's all hate.
Oh, I know.
With that little bit of light in that circle, yeah.
That's me.
That's all me. Hey, everybody. We're at it, talking shit, once again. How you doing, man?
I'm here. I'm holding on. We gonna get to that at the end of this, what's going on in the cosmos, because the cosmos is really fucking me up.
Oh, shit, you trying to get to the end already.
So no, okay, we gonna start from the beginning.
Yeah, we're gonna start from the beginning, but he ready to get to the end, because he's ready to unload on y'all ass. This is the second episode. How you feeling about this?
I'm having fun.
All right, man.
I'm excited to see
you. Enjoy. Well, everyone, the topic of today, the thing we shall be discussing with you all, is we're staying on this trend of sexual activities, healthy sex life, and becoming more one with your sexual self. So today we're discussing sex work.
Mm-hmm. The oldest profession. the oldest and greatest.
The oldest profession.
Which is now, like, lit as fuck.
So sex workers are persons employed in the sex industry. Examples: webcam escorts, exotic dancing, prostitution, most definitely. And
all that kinky shit in between.
Yeah, man. All that shit, son.
We love y'all. Well, I love y'all.
Man, all jokes aside, that shit is what makes
I appreciate the fuck out of sex workers, honestly. No. You're keeping happy homes, and
hold
we
on,
appreciate
hold on.
That.
Hold on, quiet, real quick. And that bitch picking up my brother.
Yes, welcome back to the spaceship.
Okay. Yeah, it's the oldest profession, man. It's been around since the beginning, man. It was, you know, it's kind of taboo. It's kind of funny how we make a big deal out of it.
You know, I think we're at the age now where it's not becoming as taboo as it once was. Especially with people like, you know, Beyonce shouting it out. Everybody, did you know? Okay, so fun fact. The new enrollment rate of OnlyFans has increased 75% over men and women. So taboo is
due to COVID.
Yeah, but definitely due to COVID. Absolutely, because people need to make money. And once again, we back here at this, the oldest profession in the book. It's one of the
easiest ways. We still doing it. I mean, it never stopped, man. I mean, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on. It's exactly. Form entertainment. You know how many fucking business deals are chopped up in a sex club? I mean, a strip club? Say
yes,
a sex club.
Absolutely.
Strip
club. And it's also an endless.
And finished off in a massage, happy ending parlor? Come on, man.
Yeah, and it's always a need. Where there's a need, there's a way to fill the need, you know?
Which is strange to me why we make a big deal about it. I think society has put so many
taboos,
embarrassment, and negative connotations around just sexuality in general.
Well, because I think sex has, like, a real heavy duality. Like, there's a real good side to it, and then there's a really, 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 really dark side. Like, you just got to be careful with that shit. And, like, the things that could happen out of, you know, certain sexual, I would say, orientations. You know, people that are into certain things that can be dangerous to the body and, like, you know, you get deep into, like, things like STDs and, like, then you get into stuff like, you know, rape and all that craziness, but...
See, and that goes all into mind playing psyche, because we did a fetish episode a while back,
Man, holy fuck. There were so many fetishes, we couldn't keep up with that shit. And some of that shit seems...
What were some of the crazy ones?
Man, I'm not trying to go... I can't go back there.
Okay.
I can't. Because some of that shit, like... I mean, all jokes aside, pedophiliaism is considered to be more of a fetish than anything.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I have mixed feelings about things like pedophilia.
A lot of people have mixed feelings about this.
Like, because I don't even want to get into that. But, back to the sex work. Back to y'all.
I mean,
shout out to y'all. Shit.
That's crazy. But, it was like, think about it. It was pretty much how women got off the ground as far as income. It was one of the first forms of employment.
It was the first form of employment for women because women were not considered, in a lot of societies, like, actual human.
Equal.
Like, equal at all. Like, yeah.
So
that's all they had was their body. Shoot.
Because jobs were made for men. Most men, mm-hmm. most things that, I guess, income was made
for. But on the flip side, I think it also kind of, like, sparked feminism because, like, I think it may have given, this is a man speaking for, I don't know the struggle of being a woman and none of that, but I just, from what I observe, like, it sometimes seems to give women power to just be able to control their whole narrative just by sex, which is something that, you know, at the end should feel good. But, yeah, I don't know. I would love to hear a woman's
perspective
from that, because that's just my own.
How their confidence within their sexuality allows them to dominate a situation,
yes.
and progress to society, especially when they exploit themselves in a sexual manner.
Mm-hmm.
That will be, ooh, somebody give us a
powerful
comment, a lie.
Pussy is powerful.
I think the energy from it.
Absolutely.
I'm not gonna say pussy itself, and then also it's the person. It's not necessarily the vagina. Because, okay, I had a woman ask me this shit, and shit's crazy because it's somebody I was kicking with. And she asked me, what's the best pussy I ever had? And I'm like, stop and think. And when I really thought about it, it wasn't necessarily the vagina more than it was the experience and the energy that was transferred. Between me and that person. So when you say pussy has power, I mean, I feel like dick has power too at the same time. That's why you have motherfucking gigolos and shit like that, man.
Yeah.
You got dudes in porn and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
It has the same magnetic effect and the same energy if it is harnessed correctly. You just feel like men are so caught up in their own shafts that most of us don't invest time
in. That's a different type of power, though. You know what I mean? Like, I was just speaking in terms of, like, feminism, like, especially being the first way that that women could really come up was just, like, using their
vagina.
But for men, I mean, it's the same thing for men, but, like, for men, it almost seems, like, narcissistic in a lot of ways when
when the dude's a gigolo?
Yeah, like, it's more of a narcissistic energy to me.
You feel like?
Yeah.
Because I don't see that way, because you gotta understand, he fucking old bitches, too. I'm talking about, like...
Shout out,
gigolos, like, you fucking old bitches, too. Like, you know,
I mean, women gotta fuck old men.
65, 75, huh?
Women fucking old men, too.
See, here's the thing. Wait, pause. But the thing is, are they? Because, okay, through conversations, people who I've encountered who have actually worked in the field or whatever, a percentage of the time, it's not actually the sexual experience that the man is looking for.
Oh, it's the companionship.
It's the companionship. So, a really old-ass dude who... understand, motherfuckers with money pay for sex work. I mean, pay for prostitution, whatever, escorts, whatever you want to call it. Dominatrix. This is not an area where the average poor man... That's why I think the area with the STDs and everything is serious are people who get the streetwalkers versus the escorts or the people who are in brothels.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, these shits is real, man. This shits is around us every day. You would be surprised how many of your neighborhood that most niggas never.
I mean, like, I swear, sometimes I just look at people like, yo, you probably into some weird shit.
Man.
But anyways.
But I mean, even to the day, like, think about it, that movement has sparked an even bigger movement of women who understand and are comfortable with their sexuality to market themselves based upon their sexual assertiveness into entertainment, music. Now, don't get me wrong, they're double-edged sword, so I ain't gonna get into that. There are negative aspects of it, but there are women who actually use that power to gain greater power and recognition and then be able to express their voice because they now they're recognized on that platform because of their sexuality. Marilyn Monroe, I ain't about to go down the list of women who are just Pam Grier, we know for her sexuality. Just.
Yeah.
So, all because of sex workers and the feminist movement sparking through women being able to say, look, my pussy is power. I'm going to use this to edge myself into certain areas and certain fields.
Yeah. That's what I feel is kind of like what sparked, like, maybe whatever, however long ago, feminism, though. Like, I feel like that pussy is power was like, I don't know, but I could be wrong. That's just me. I don't know. I mean, educate me in the comments and all of that or whatever.
And look at it too, man. Like you said, OnlyFans is shot up. It's entertainment, man.
Everybody's
it's
got
crazy
OnlyFans.
How we be tripping off that shit, but like, the shit is just entertainment. Pornhub.
Niggas
all this different board. Stuff. Like, you bull, you ain't got, like, you got, like, at this point, oh shit.
It's all good.
We got access to, like, at the click of your hand when I was growing up. Y'all little niggas don't understand how good y'all got it.
I mean,
I had to find a magazine article. I got a bathing suit. I might have got a little nipple.
I was coming into puberty right before we got, like, MySpace and all that shit.
Nigga, so, I had the wavy lines. Yeah. On the TV, you had the wavy. You got, like, a sound when you finally got a call. But he was like, yeah. It was like the pay-per-view late night on cable shit. Man, fuck that shit.
Nah, we was breaking into, like, the internet servers and
nah, this shit's so easy. Nah, you just go on your phone and be like,
dude, and it's like, oh shit, there goes my friend. He has an OnlyFans. Wow.
Dick and white girl.
I just see all my friends getting busy on my timeline. But you know what?
Matter of fact, while we on the subject and we talking about it, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm pissed off. I need to get this off my chest.
Okay.
In the sex entertainment world, we as a culture, African Americans, I'm speaking of, had one category that was guaranteed you was just going to see us. And we ain't got that category no more. We're no longer the face of big ass. That perturbs me so much. Every time you go to big ass, is now probably a 75% ratio of white and everything else. This is everything else. That might be Asian chick, black chick. It's more. This is crazy.
Oh, I mean, I guess we have to. It's modern medicine.
Yeah, I do. Okay, moving forward.
Medicine.
I mean, but real shit. Imagine what the world would be like if they decriminalized it.
Now, I feel like they might as well go ahead and do that now. Because
that's about to be a lot. They can't lock people up with this COVID. There's going to be a lot of pussy.
The only reason why it's criminalized.
Floyd, man. Pussy going to be getting sold in the streets. Walking the feet.
Yeah, we need, I think we need to protect the sex workers a little bit harder. Because everybody's doing it. So much shit gets, like, swept under the rug anyway. Motherfuckers is gonna sell pussy, they're gonna sell ass, they're gonna sell dick. The only reason why we have the laws that we have are to benefit them old fucking perverts that don't want to be seen doing what the fuck they're doing. And we just need to go ahead and normalize.
Yeah, man. Because I promise. Look, all those jokes aside, fuck that. And that's a real statement. Real shit. Because, okay. Fuck, I throw my shit on the table. I don't give a fuck. I was at a massage parlor. And I knew a massage parlor I was at. Because both times when I saw these old ass white men walking up. Like, for instance, one of them was in this parking lot of QT.
Mm-hmm.
In my neighborhood, and it's right next to a smoke shop. and it's kind of blacked out, but it has some massage on it, right? And it was closed, the light hadn't been on for a while, and they can't see me, but this old white man walked up and put both hands, you know how you put your hands on the window and it smash your face to block the light to see through? He was on that bitch trying to see, like, because the doors weren't open. And I was like, oh, they, I knew what it was. Like, trust me, I could spot. I know where they at.
Mm-hmm.
I know what they look like.
Just go ahead and normalize it. I don't know why people are so...
Well,
I guess because they married and shit, probably.
I was like, man, that old man mad as fuck. He's ready to go get his fix. And that shit is closed. And then it was another one. Okay, so I really wanted a massage. For real, for real. So I started walking up and down Beaufort Highway. But I was trying to get prices to see what's a fair price, because it's Beaufort Highway.
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
And one of them, I came in and I'm like, bing, bing. Like, nobody. Bing, bing. Or like, it was a bell. It was a buzzer or a bell, but regardless. And old white dude comes in. He's like, where's the ladies at? Like, I don't know. They would come out.
Man.
He's like, oh.
Hot.
Shit. Walks out and I'm like, oh, okay, it's one of these. All right, let me just walk my ass out. I ain't got the money for that right now. If I had the money, baby, but I ain't got the money for that right now.
I mean, shit. That's how I like to describe it anyway. Like, any type of sex work, it's like getting a massage. Like, people need to get their jollies. People need to get their jollies.
The crazy part is, like, thing that makes me nervous is the legal ramifications of it and getting caught, because I think it goes on as, what is it called, sex offender or some shit like that, if you get arrested.
They just need to make it a little bit.
And that's crazy, because niggas hit sex offender, you know where that goes automatically.
Yeah,
you could do some public shit, and they thinking you done some pedophiliac shit. That's the time that's come up in this conversation.
I mean, public shit, I understand. Public things, I understand. But, yeah, it's the whole massage parlor thing. If we know we going into a massage parlor to get a different type of massage, and it's consensual, and, you know what I'm saying, like, why is that sometimes labeled as, like,
you pay for that shit anyway.
Or, like, you know what I mean?
You pay for that shit anyway.
Exactly. It's
like, that used to be the argument I used to have for people when I would have these discussions about massage parlors. I think a lot, like you said, a lot more, it's becoming a lot more common now. It's the norm, especially with, what the fuck was it, Backpage used to be popping back in the day. And Craigslist.
So it's like, yeah.
So... the shit been going down, and it's crazy because they was making a lot of money as an underground prostitution ring. It wasn't even sex trafficking. This was an underground prostitution ring. He's making a shitload of money off of that shit for doing nothing but being a hub. And I feel like the government found out, couldn't figure out how to tax them niggas. So
that's probably really what it is. It's all money, because motherfuckers is gonna fuck anyway. So who cares if there's an exchange of money? Who fucking cares? It's nobody's business, but who's paying or who's receiving?
Because a nigga can't tax it.
You can't tax it. I suppose that's really stupid, but...
because you can't tax
it. But it wouldn't be no different for me just cash-apping you some money just because.
And they stick the prostitute or the person who is giving it harder than they stick the person who's purchasing with the charges. Like, that person is going to be arrested and get a criminal record.
Not the actual prostitute, quote unquote, is
the
like,
trick usually
fuck.
Gets solved depending on who the quote unquote trick is, which is crazy. Well, it's not, it makes perfect sense. I'm not going to say it's crazy. I take that back. And at the end of the day, he's going to go back and get some pussy from somewhere else. If you decriminalize it, it will decrease violent crimes against workers. It will lower STD rate with proper testing procedures funded by these organizations. It opens the doors for the LGBTQI plus, man, that's, I don't know what they're saying right
it's
now.
Okay.
Rights to freedom of speech for sex workers online. You know what I'm saying? And it sucks safe worker acts. Yeah, actually, that's crazy. I didn't realize that there was a safe sex worker act passed in 1973. It recognized sex workers should not live silently fearing collateral consequences but instead being viewed as experts in the field and communities deserving of dignity and protection.
Absolutely. And you know, when this COVID thing kicked off and they was giving people money, I was like, y'all need to make sure y'all take care of the sex workers too. Because I will forever say this, they are keeping a happy home in a lot of situations. And like, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy. Like, all jokes aside, because how many niggas gonna get to their sex worker probably home whipping somebody's ass?
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, some people like, need that.
They should, or like, yeah, they need that detachment, man. I told you it goes back because relationships are crazy.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. When in my late 20s, early 30s, I was trying to figure money come ups, and I researched what it took to be a gigolo. And now it's my mid 20s. I just didn't speak enough languages, and I didn't know how to market myself and shit. Like, there's a platform for, like, gigolos.
Really?
Where they get you work.
Oh, so I like,
look, I got an idea, man. I ain't gonna do sex trafficking or gigoloing, but I have an idea.
I go-go danced one time for money.
You say you did?
Yep. Then I thoroughly enjoyed it, so I never did it again.
You did?
Yeah.
Where at?
In L.A.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yep, needed some money.
You want to hear something funny? I ended up in the Go-Go Club one time and didn't realize until I got in there. Shit was funny as hell. What is it? You know where Red Roosters or Roosters right there off?
Mm-hmm. Oh, BJ Roosters?
BJ Roosters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where you went?
Yeah. Fuck me up. I was doing Uber. I just don't.
Never
okay,
been in there, but...
Uber story. Uber story. I was driving, doing Uber, doing nigga shit, driving, trying to learn how Uber worked, making money. And it was a white chick in the back seat. She going through her shit, yada, yada. And the friend was a black dude, and he was supposed to be supporting and helping, and they going out, do their thing. So I'm like, okay. So I'm like, well, you got a good friend. So I'm conversing with him. And they live right around the block from BJ Roosters. And I had made my quota, like, my money there at night. So I'm just like, I'm about to cash out anyway. So they was like, well, what you about to do? I'm like, shit, probably ride back home. You want to come on in? We get your drink, get you in. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Fuck it. I had no clue with BJ Roosters.
I guess he wouldn't know.
Looking at, I ain't gonna lie, boy, this is when your dick gets you in trouble. I'm looking at vulnerable white woman. So, man, we got in that bitch, and this is when I knew I was comfortable with my sexuality. I walked in that bitch and was like,
oh, okay.
And he looked at me, and he's like, you good? And I already got the drink, because I didn't really scope. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
That's awesome.
I was like, I live in Atlanta, man. At this point, I've been around it so long. Like,
wasn't even a culture shock?
Yeah, it wasn't even a culture shock, man.
I can see how it could be, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been in there, but, like, I definitely know what happens.
My homeboy dragged me to a gay club because he convinced me that it'd be mad bitches and that he ain't got mad pussy out of the gay
club.
Because women go to a gay club and feel comfortable, so they're vulnerable, and they drunk.
It might be a couple, but
like,
usually...
Like, Piedmont area.
Mm-hmm. It might be one or two or three.
What, women in there?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I got in there. It was like, yo, this is the most uncomfortable experience ever. Then I got hit on. But it was cool. Nah, I'm straight. I ain't got no problem with it. Yeah. Working at the airport has taught me. That's why I'm having, you know what? Going into the cosmos.
Ooh. Hey.
This is where, I don't know what that sound was. Please, people. I don't know. It just came out. It just, so I released that. Fuck.
We in the cosmos now.
Yeah, we're in the cosmos now. Ooh. Patience is something that I'm having to revisit in my space. Go ahead, Buster. What's going on in the cosmos, homeboy?
All right, so in the cosmos, we're saying goodbye to Mercury. We're saying hello to Chiron.
Peace out, bitch!
Chiron's in retrograde. For those of you that don't know, that represents the planet Saturn.
Hello, Chiron.
Chiron is the wounded healer. So he's forcing you to look at areas of your life where you've been wounded the most. So everybody's different. Like, If you can, check your birth chart.
Is that what the fuck is wrong with me?
Possibly, yeah. Depending on where it is in your birth chart. So, like, Kyren in my birth chart lives in Aquarius. So, I have problems. I have, like, a superiority complex sometimes with certain things. I can become...
Question.
Yes.
Hey, Aries.
Yes.
Has somebody wrote a book on all this shit?
Hell yeah. There's plenty of books
on retrograde and all that kind of shit.
I mean, you can just Google the shit on the internet, really. I mean, I encourage anybody who, if I sound like I'm speaking Chinese, Google that shit.
That shit sound like, oh.
Okay.
I'm doing it.
But okay, so right now we're really sensitive to like triggers. We're really sensitive to anything that is going to make us have an emotional response. And I've been struggling with that. I'm not even going to flex. Because you should have by now, like I said, the last episode released a lot of old baggage. And so now you're starting to feel the emptiness of that baggage being released. Like, what do I feel this with? Like, you know, you feel that way? I don't know. I feel that way. But,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You just have to realize that when this is going on, when you're in this mind, when you're in this space, like, just constantly remind yourself that things are going to happen for you still, because the way that the cosmos is set up right now, things are moving, your bag should be moving, like, yeah.
How long will this be going on?
For the next 6 months.
Nigga, what?
Yeah, man, yeah.
Hold on. Scared.
Yeah.
What?
For the next 6 months.
Man, that's some bullshit.
You thought the first 6 months was bullshit. This next one is really... This is where we fall into growing.
The first 6 months was supposed to be releasing and doing all
that. Yeah, you
now,
letting
that's
go.
Be dealing
you destroying.
All the emotion and trying to be...
The next 6 months, you are growing out of your pot. This is the most... This is going to be uncomfortable.
That's why I had to hurry up and get all that shit done.
You got to grow up out of your pot. You have to level up. And leveling up is work. It's work.
Yeah, man. This shit is... Someone slap at it. Somebody in their jaw on the slick. I don't even know why. It's just in me to just punch the
But it's okay, though. Everybody be sensitive. Own your shit. Do your shadow work. When you feel down, feel that shit you're supposed to right now. Be with yourself. Understand yourself. Understand where it comes from. Understand your triggers, because your triggers are really about to hit you hard right now. Be mindful of that when you're... like associating with other people or when you're doing things, because right now we all are doing things. Like I said, shit should be moving, the bag should be moving, we still gotta work, but we have to get over ourselves to work, and that shit is going to be hard.
That's preach.
Yeah.
booty rocking everywhere
and getting paid for it.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, that's not a badass thing, man. I'm telling y'all, man. Like, look. When I get fined.
When you get fined? I feel like everybody says that. When I get fined?
No, for real. When I get fined. I got 5 years. By the time I'm 45, I'm a...
You know, some people don't reach their max athletic...
Peak until
45,
30s
and 40s.
Oh, motherfucker, I feel better athletically now. If I cleanse this shit out better, I feel better now than I did.
It's never too late for those of you that feel like it might be. No, some people do not reach their peak till they are after 40.
Dick. It's like
you're gonna get an open
pants.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a...
You know, I would have OnlyFans if my parents weren't still alive. And
I'm gonna be an ass shaker sex worker. Are you serious?
I would.
Because your parents are alive?
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it? Give me 2 months.
No. Hell no.
You think I'm playing with this fine shit? Give me 2 months. I was on track, son, of getting fined, and I got hit in the month of June and got derailed, and I'm trying to, and then all this retrograde kicked in.
Listen.
And I've been trying to climb out of retrograde.
Gotta do
now
it.
I'm trying to get back to the fine. Give me 2 months.
Yeah.
Dick slinger. Dick. I'm gonna tell you what the page number. I'm gonna advertise that bitch. Y'all gonna be like, this nigga. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so that's all of the time I think that we have.
Let them know who you are, bro.
All right, this is ESP, aka ESP Vibes on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. Mr. Vibes, if you need a last name. Yeah.
And this is Awesome Nude 17. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Lipo Woman on IG. And you can find us on Radio Republic, Anchor, excuse me, iTunes Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, we need to get this SoundCloud page up, because I follow somebody on SoundCloud. That's not a bad platform. And probably like two or three other platforms that are not coming to mind right now, but we out here, you hear me? We out here for your consumption, baby. Come roll us up, inhale us and exhale us at the same time. Whoop, we're gonna get back at y'all. Y'all be good. Holla at your boy.
Peace and life, friend.
Peace out this bitch. One.